Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, all. It's a nursing home show, Inner Sight Freedom. We have a lot to talk about today, and the first thing that's really got me really upset was around Tuesday when I was trying to put up this show. That wasn't my biggest problem. I finally got it up today, which was a little blurb in what I had to worry about. The biggest blurb in what I had to worry about was when they took down the petition for the nursing homes, and they didn't say why. They took it without me even knowing until I opened the browser page, and there it is, completely gone. That's the second time change.org took away the petition. So now we made a little downgraded petition and see where we're going to go with this and see if they're going to allow us to do our freedom of speech. Isn't that lovely? I'm very pissed off. Anyhow, I do see a caller, and I know it might be our friendly friends Maureen and Mary. So hold on. Let's see. Keep it clean. Here they are.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, missed the first part of that. We were just getting her ready. What were you saying, Suzanne, about us? Mary and Maureen,
you were just putting us
on the air?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Okay.
You know what they did to us? I'm sorry, was it her birthday? I'm sorry. Continue.
Yesterday, so we had a nice little party. It was very nice, very, you know,
I'm so happy
the last
for you
2 years. So.
Yeah,
thanks,
right?
Thank you.
It sort of erased it. You wish, right?
It's
a wish. You wish that it sort of erased completely the 2 years of hell that you've been through. Yeah,
That's for certain. It was horrible the last 2, you know?
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how horrible it's been, you know? It's really, you know, especially when you can't express your feelings. Here's what happened to me right after I don't know. I just couldn't express my feelings very well after my mom died. And then about 2 years later, which is this year, I started crying for no reason at all and experiencing everything that she, you know, was very, you know, little things and all of that.
Nah.
It's okay.
That kind of way sometimes, and I'm still, you know, we're still, you know, because it's
still
just
doing it,
different
it.
Than it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wish everybody was together. That's my wish for a new year. I wish everybody next time there's a new year, I want everybody to just join together. Not
I'm coming
kumbaya,
now.
No.
Right.
So you want to go there a moment? Yeah, I'll just continue talking.
I don't know,
talking.
It's okay. She was just calling me, but I'm here. Is Frank on, Susan? Is Frank on the show?
No, he's going to come on the show. He always comes a little later
on my show. It's been a long time since. It's been a long time since we called on Wednesday, but
it's
like
a good
talking.
Show tonight. It's the nursing home one that you always come on, and it's great. It's great to hear your voice and all your input for people on what you've experienced.
Right.
I remember the times we were in, I call it in the trenches, trying to figure out what they're trying to do. And then then they send us on another merry-go-round trip to another, information seeking when they should have been doing the information seeking.
Yeah, exactly.
And they go, should I take this one, Suzanne? Should I take that one, Suzanne? And some of them, I didn't even know if I was saying the right answer, but I was praying on the right answer. I'll tell you that much. I was hoping that, you and your mom would be before Christmas time, before all the holidays again. That was my goal, was to get your mom out. I was trying to get my mom out at the same time, too, but she didn't last. You know, she had a lot of...
I know, we were in... Yeah, we were in it together
I know, but, you know, I think it's because my mom has dementia, nobody stimulated, nobody, you know, they would only give you, what do you call, 15 minutes tablet, nothing significant to talk to your family. Finally, I went to say something. Mm-hmm. They said you're not allowed to come in because two aides brought in COVID. Well, let me go in and see how quickly if my mom catches COVID. My mom won't catch no COVID from me.
That was the thing that annoyed me. So that was what was annoying to me, that I, who was always negative, couldn't go in and be with her, but she was in this place where they'd bring it in and other people in the room would have it, and I could never go see her, you know?
How about this one?
COVID thing, I'm so sick of.
I think everybody is. I mean,
yeah,
I wasn't,
you know, and,
I didn't get no boosters or anything.
Me neither. I didn't get
any of it. No, I got the beginning of it, and then my legs started to swell for no reason at all. And it was starting to make my heart go cuckoo. So, and that's a big thing for the Pfizer vaccine. So the cardiologist, you know.
Well, that's what she got, the Pfizer, and I'm sorry she got it.
I have heart failure now, a little bit. Hardening of the arteries and a touch of heart failure. So I got to be real careful.
That's what you have?
My legs got,
or that's the side effect?
Yeah. No, that's what I have that in my family. But at least I didn't have any of this before I took the vaccine. After I took the vaccine, it was like, boom. All of this happened.
I regret letting her take it. I, honest to God, regret letting her take that.
But at least she
took in this crap, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
I agree with that.
Every time they come on the TV. I'm sorry, Susan.
I'm going to bring Frank, because he hasn't spoken to you in a while, and he just popped up on our board, and he's the co-host of the show. Here he comes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Yeah, Inner Sight, and good to hear
hey,
your
Frank.
Voice, Maureen. We spoke about a week ago, so didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
I just
on the air.
Don't like talking tonight.
Yeah.
My mom's birthday was yesterday. We had a little party, and it was
so
nice. Like somebody said, it was just like us and five others. But just to have that social contact again with people, you know?
Yeah,
you need
that.
You know, really. They're gonna stop with
this
isolating.
Belated happy birthday, Mary.
Oh well, Mommy Frank said, and Suzanne, belated happy birthday. We're actually in the process of getting her changed right now. It's kind of a bad time.
Oh, the nightgown. The nightgown time.
To her pajamas, our friend sent her a pajama set yesterday, and it was cute because it had a dog in the middle and a cat on each side, and it said, love is a four-legged word.
Oh, how cute.
That was cute.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a cat and a dog.
Yeah, that's cool. So at least we did have this year together. Sorry, Susan?
I'm sorry. Continue.
No, what did you say?
Saying?
I didn't hear.
I said, well, no, I
no,
said...
No, you said something.
Yeah, did. I said, Maureen, you know, are you still thinking of getting a cat? And then maybe add a dog with it. No, no, you still thinking of
a cat? I know. It would be nice to get something, you know, because...
Yeah,
they do bring a lot of comfort and everything, and they're fun to watch, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
are.
I'm going to be maybe getting a service dog. I haven't gotten anybody. Well, Frank offered to help me. Nobody else offered from the agencies or anything, so Frank is my agency.
Right? That's, he is.
Frank, you thought of it first, Inner Sight, where it came deep from your heart. So, yeah, that's why I know it's part of you. You know, and I know
tell
I
me
hope
when
yeah,
you
and I
tell
spoke
me when
to, I spoke with Olga today, and she's all for it, and she wants to help.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute, okay? 1 second. So
yeah, I was
going to
say, put me on mute, and then I'll call in again, and you can demute me.
Anytime, Maureen.
Anytime, Maureen. Honestly, get ready.
Thanks,
I'm going to put you back on mute.
Okay, great.
Great.
Yeah, so Inner Sight. By the way, talking about dogs, anyone in a nursing home who would like to have a service dog,
let us know. What you're thinking.
We'll do everything we can to help you. See, now, there's another area. The other agencies won't help anyone in a nursing home get a service dog that I know of. You know, they should.
Yeah,
they should.
Really
Why
should.
Not? A service dog is a pickup. It's the best thing for people. You know, it's found that animals help your glands and stimulate your body and everything.
Probably your brain too.
Sure. So see, this is another big reason why these schools should be licensed, you know?
Yeah, even us, we'll be licensed with you. It's just that we got to get it past, you know, the
we offered
to say, okay, we opened the door.
We offered
yeah.
to be the first school to be licensed,
yeah.
and they wouldn't do it, so...
Yeah, they turned it down.
You know, we'll find another way to do it. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
People, there's a lot of good people.
Right now.
A lot of good people who believe in what we're doing. What?
I said if I was a lawyer right now, or I had the ability to take the bar exam right now, I would do that. I would become a lawyer for InterSight. I really would.
Well,
yeah,
we need
right
more.
Now?
We need a law. We need the enforcement.
Yeah. More like a. But
a
you
lawyer
need both.
Is
you
not
need going to
do much
a lawyer,
without a law.
Well, you need a lawyer and
law.
To make sure that the law that we make is being followed, and stuff like that, like an ADA lawyer. Like
well,
the,
that's why Congress is supposed to set these things up and then hold a public hearing and.
Right.
You know, people put in the what they want and all, and take out
mm-hmm.
and all that. And,
yeah.
You know, but that's not happening.
No.
Not happening. The whole system is standing still for the disabled, and I really believe it's getting worse, you know.
Not only standing
so
still.
So we got...
I'm sorry. Continue.
We got a commitment, a recommitment. We had a commitment from two people
mm-hmm.
today who gave, both of whom gave us donations.
That's right.
You know, and they're with us.
Yeah.
We just got to find the right people to pull these ideas
mm-hmm.
together.
Right.
Olga Murphy from the town of Islip, I want to thank her for her $100 pledge.
I want to thank Frank. I have something that I never announced. Now I want to announce it. For gathering, from gathering his monies for InterSight, you know, from people, their donations and stuff like that, I was, for the first time, I was able to meet his, you gave me a donation to go to Calliope, or finish paying off that visit that I had. And then now everything's fresh that I can go to Calliope, but I need to raise a bit more money. Well, Frank found a way, you know, to get people to help. And I, you know, he put in half and I put in the other half. And without that other half that he put in, I couldn't afford it. So thank you, Frank. I appreciate that.
Well, that's what InterSight's about.
I know.
You know, but you see, it shows people.
They really help people.
It shows people if we had the money that we need, we would be on our way doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't just be talking about it. I was talking with Olga Murray today. She's the town clerk here in Iceland, a very influential person. And she
mm-hmm.
totally agrees, you know, that we should hire, if we had the money, we should hire some friends. I forget the
mm-hmm.
name of that people
Praxis.
We met with, Corrado's friends. What's it called?
Praxis. Praxis. I'm not sure. I have to look it up.
Praxis.
No, I have to look it up. I don't have the right
spelling. Something like
but
that.
But it's called Praxis. It's a public relations firm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, as far as I know, they still use them, and I would trust them.
Yeah, they made a logo.
Simply because they're friends of John Corrado and all that, and they work
course.
With him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank John for his very generous donation.
Yes, thank you, John.
You know, really, really appreciate that. And they care so much that they're going to deliver the check in person.
Oh, God. That's great.
So these are the kind of people.
Awesome.
Now here's an example for every agency for the disabled. Now, these are people who carry disabled people. You know, they have the SCAT system, carry the disabled. So there's their reason for caring. I mean, many of those people who get on those SCAT buses cannot get help.
That's true.
You know, and struggle and so on and so forth. And how many of them are going to wind up in nursing homes?
That's true, too.
You know, we know that, you know. So no one other than us that I know of is trying to do something about that. I mean, in the sense that make it so the nursing homes are not there anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they get people out, other people go in, or the same people go in, because the places are still there. That's the bottom line is, if you don't want to have a problem, you get rid of it. You don't just put Band-Aids on it.
That's very true. Band-Aids are not,
so,
they can come off.
Suffolk Bus is donating to make that happen. Now, they know what we're doing. I told them. I explained it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they know it.
Yeah.
And they've been increasing their donation to us every year.
Yeah, that's true. So
we appreciate that. I want to bring up something that... to me, it's very important that there's like five different programs that are supposed to help keep you out of nursing home. Well,
it's true.
They're very limited.
Yes.
And they can only do that if the person meets certain criteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what should be happening here is every agency should establish a fund. You know, and if you can't do it through your own agency because you're restricted, do it through us. Now, we have on very good account, we have one of the top lawyers in this county who used to be a district attorney, who was a member of InnerSight, who today pledged that she would keep account of money and how we are... proceeding, you know,
correct,
with those monies to achieve our goal of turning nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, that's a very important commitment.
Yes.
See?
Commitment
that's
and
somebody
position.
Who's reputable.
That's right.
You know, somebody who is entrusted with money and responsibility and all that. And Olga Murray believes in InnerSight so much, you know, that she's willing to help us with that. We got to get the fund. I'd like to see every agency every year donate to InnerSight. You want to do it? A silo donated $700 to us last year. You want to use that as a guideline?
Right.
You know. Let's up it to an even 1,000, all right?
It
use that as a guideline. Suffolk Bus donated more than 1,000, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
But I would be happy if every agency were to raise $1,000. In fact, you could raise $2,000 and keep 1,000 for yourself, for the agency.
Mm, for the agency.
And we'll even help you raise it.
That's the good part.
We'll help you raise it. You need a spokesperson? I volunteer for that.
Frank will volunteer.
Or you want to get somebody else? Fine.
Good.
You know. But there has to be a funding coming forward to eliminate this horrible problem that hangs over the heads of millions of people in this state and in this county. And the only way it's going to happen if we get the money to make it happen and start making it highly visible, and you know, news articles and stories and whatever the public relations people can do. You know, and we have a good friend, by the way. Happy birthday to Ira Tucker, who belated. I think it was
happy birthday, Ira.
Ira is one of the greatest publicists on this planet. You don't believe me? Ask Stevie Wonder; he'll tell you.
Oh yeah.
And happy birthday to Stevie.
What is his birthday?
I think it's today.
Oh, both were the same day?
No, it's in May.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Ira was
happy
on the
birthday,
16th,
Stevie.
I believe.
Oh, really?
Ira was the 16th. I think Steve's birthday is today.
Well, happy birthday, yeah. Steve. I hope one day I meet you so we all help
yeah.
do the same thing.
I think
That's
Stevie's
like
about
Steve.
71 now.
Really? He was very close in age
yeah.
to you. Wow.
Well,
I didn't know
that. Steve's younger than me.
Well, he's closer
so,
in age than I am.
We have the, you know, you take a guy like Ira Tucker, who is very, very creative and knowledgeable on how to get visibility and, you know, bring things out to the public. We have that. We just need the funds to make it happen. You know, these agencies should be helping with that because we're offering them an opportunity, an excuse to fundraise. Everybody needs that. You know, not the same old humdrum stuff and same old stuff where you're going to keep hearing these horror stories out of nursing homes, you know, abuse and neglect
yeah, right.
and all that. You're going to hear them. It's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the nursing homes are set up that way. They're set up for these things to happen. And everybody knows that. I don't know if it's tomorrow, the next day, a week, next week. You're going to hear stories of abuse and neglect of people in nursing homes.
Yes. I was told one thing that also annoyed me, Frank. I'm looking to, but maybe somebody who listens to this could find in their hearts to do either pro bono work for me for to help, have helped my mother thoroughly. After she passed, because I feel that, you know, it wasn't right in the way in which she had passed with the infection going up to her brain. They could have stopped it in any, you know, they could have stopped that process by given, you know, recognizing that it was happening to her. Because, you know, I remember and I recall the people at the nursing home calling me and saying, she's not eating, she's not doing this, she's not doing that. I says, isn't somebody there to just, you know, help her? Why is it, and my mother was totally silent. My mother was never totally silent. Usually means she's becoming sick, you know. And it turned out to just be a basic urinary tract infection that eventually made its way to the brain. And that could have been stopped. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but how many people does that happen to every day?
A lot.
You know,
that's why they said this could have happened. If this happened more than once in the nursing home, she would have been, you know, a great, her wrongful death suit would have been a great wrongful death suit for them to take. But in this manner, they can't do that. I says, you know, I really want a gravestone on my mom's, you know, thing, and I want to give her some proper funeral, you know, right at the gravesite. We did a funeral, but, you know, it was short. You know, I want to do more for my mom and dad. They're both in the same plot. And I don't even have any
You know,
gravestone,
if she was at home and we had this thing set up and there was
right.
funding, you could have taken her to one of the greatest hospitals. I'm not for hospitals, but you take a place like Lenox Hill.
That's why I've been in there. It's beautiful.
Mount Sinai.
Been there?
Name a couple of them. Those places are much
huge.
More advanced, and they have a reputation. They're going to bust their ass.
How about
they have a reputation.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
You see? Those are the kind of places that...
For me.
What?
In Beth Israel, I'll give you a little thing of what happened to me. I was in the rehabilitation where I was at, and it was in a nursing home, unfortunately. 3 months I was in and out of different nursing homes because they said, oh, we need to send you off to Beth Israel and get you with, you know, the people just to see if the pain medicine is accurate. No, that was for them to switch some beds around, take my bed that was for rehabilitation and use it for long-term. It was a bed that flipped. It went from long-term to, what is that, the rehabilitation therapy. So they flipped it to a rehabilitation patient, and then I had to go to their sister nursing home. To tell you the truth, I liked it there better because I was the only one in the room. I didn't see people die every day. It was horrible. You would see people looking like skeletons every single day, and I thought that one of them would die any minute, and it would be right in front of me. It was scary to me, honestly.
Well, our ideas put into practice, yeah, people wouldn't be going to nursing home from hospital. They'd be going home.
God, they'd be going home or actual rehabilitation unit like they had years ago.
They'd be going home with the help that they need because the money would be there.
Whoever created a rehabilitation in a nursing home, let me say, that didn't bode over too well. And now it's literally gone to pieces. And, you know, I really think it was a bad idea.
To get people's money.
That's right.
That's the main thing of it.
That's right.
You know,
I remember years ago.
You rehabilitate somebody. What's the good of putting them into a nursing home? You send them home.
Right. That's true.
That's
very true.
That's how it should be. And if you're going to send them home, then you don't need the damn nursing homes.
Yeah.
Everything is set up so it will benefit the nursing home.
That's right. It's all accessible, you notice. You know why, ladies and gentlemen?
That's what the whole
nobody
thing is
could
about.
Say, yeah, nobody could say if it isn't accessible, we can't get people in, and then they wanted it to be accessible. They never say that about your own house.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go home and have it fully accessible. Say, God forbid, someone has a stroke. Okay, now they have a new environment to go back to. They have to make the bathroom accessible, this and that thing, you know, a whole bunch of things accessible. So now you're waiting for all different deliveries, and you're still, every day, you're waiting for new stuff to come in the direction of your home. And then by the time you're all set back in your home, you don't know what you're going to need. They keep you in the nursing home longer than they have to so they can actually go through your whole apartment with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that everything is beyond accessible. I think it's just for their looking at your home style, you know, your lifestyle. I just thought that is wrong. They should not be looking at any lifestyle. Who cares what the lifestyle is? These are people. They need help. They need whatever they need, equipment.
Yeah, but the bottom line is they're trying to get you back into the nursing home.
That's true.
See?
To say,
if something is wrong or not to their liking or doesn't meet their standards,
right?
Boom.
That's
you
true.
Go back to the place.
That's right.
See?
But they couldn't say
that principle has to be
standards changed.
The idea should be to keep the person in their own home and do what has to be done.
Right.
See?
They have, I remember this, I don't know if you remember this, mobile units, Frank, but I don't know, they can convert some of those mobile units, okay, meaning like they look like Winnebagos and stuff like that. They can convert them into accessible Winnebagos. They have them. And then you could bring people on, you know, this accessible bus and do rehabilitation. They get out for the day by just waiting, you know, for the bus, and they get a little bit of movement, and it's actually good for their health. Get a little sun. You know, I could see that happening where somebody would come out and help wheel you into, you know, up the ramp to go into this lovely little bus-like format, and they go to more than one people in a day. That would be beautiful. I would see that happening, you know?
Well, you mean people from their own home.
Yeah, to go for therapy. You
yeah.
don't have to carry all these devices and stuff in your own home, but you can get, like, this Winnebago to come to your house and have the physical therapist or occupational therapist coming,
you know,
to the neighborhood.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, there is.
It's so true.
Yes.
That's the thing, you know. If they really wanted to help people,
mm-hmm.
they would be keeping them in their own home where they belong.
That's true.
And right. getting them what they
And need. They would find a way to rehabilitate them without putting them in a nursing home.
Of course.
You could put them in a regular hospital.
Of course you'd find a way.
I went to two hospitals once for rehabilitation. Yeah.
That's why one of the things that we proposed in our petition is a telethon.
That's
to
right.
keep people safe in their own home. Because
well,
telethons bring big money.
Our new petition.
Big money.
Because they took down two already. It's crazy.
Yeah, well,
when I saw it, I didn't
I told Olga about that.
What'd she say?
You know, and she said, let her know, keep her posted.
Yeah.
Now, keep
I'm
in mind that she's a lawyer.
I know. That's my freedom of speech, and you're taking it away.
You know?
I'm not happy. Yeah. I have
so
the right
they
in this
better,
country.
They better
born
straighten
and raised.
That out, because there could be a legal battle there.
Oh, baby, yeah.
You know, and if there's a legal battle,
every day
I'm calling a news
to move
conference.
It forward on the calendar. Believe me, they won't like
and
it.
And if
I'll
we call
a
news conference, Olga's going to
mm-hmm.
be with us.
Of course she is. I know she
and
is.
And all the
she
other people
that
don't
way
believe that,
against
that
people with disabilities.
We don't need nursing homes who want to join mm-hmm. us, you know.
Anybody.
So it might turn out
who
to be a blessing
yes.
in disguise, yeah. them taking down the petition.
Yeah, I know. It might
push
be.
Comes to shove. Could
yeah.
be a blessing in disguise. You
yeah,
realize
I agree
that?
With you. Yeah, I really, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, he's probably right about that. So
well, we'll see what happens,
kind of
but
yeah.
we're not going to be pushed around, you know. We're not
nope.
going to be stopped.
Nope.
We're not going to stand still while millions of people have the fear of nursing homes hanging over their
mm-hmm.
heads. Hell no.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stop
That's
this.
True.
And today
yeah.
I found out...
Mm-hmm.
I found out that some of the wealthiest people in this county want to stop it. So
oh, I love it.
We're on our
really?
Way.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Guess
you
know, what? I got
we
a
have
good
to,
number for you.
If they don't publish our petition...
Mm-hmm.
And we have to call a news conference. We're going to bust this thing wide open.
I know.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know.
It could happen.
It could
very
well
happen.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
We have a number.
Brought to you by the Big
done.
East Akita Rescue. And don't forget June 5th, the Whisker Walk.
Whisker Walk. Mm-hmm.
For the Akitas and save the Akitas and help them survive and all that. Whisker Walk, June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Or the email you could use Inner Sight. We'll make sure she gets it, but I got a better one.
Yeah.
Big East Akita Rescue. At Verizon.net.
That's right.
All
that
right.
goes straight to her.
So there's the email. Big East.
Mm-hmm.
Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Send them an email. June 5th. Whisker Walk. Don't forget.
Yep.
All right. Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty. My buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, his phone number is 631-888-1186. a great supporter of Inner Sight. We thank him very much.
Yeah.
And thank Olga Murray for her pledge of $100. She's going to deliver the money, too, for us. How do you like this? What's going on?
I know.
You know,
I know.
People are really getting into what we're doing. We greatly appreciate that. All right. And, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp, what can we say? You know, great, great people. You know what they said to me, and I got tears in my eyes. The vice president called me today, and he said, "You know, Frank," he said, "we love you. We love what you're doing."
That's great.
And a donation of a couple of $1,000.
That was good.
All right. Inner Sight. Thank you, John Corrado. And
yes, thank you very much.
I'm going to call tomorrow and see if I can talk to John for a few minutes.
Yeah.
To thank him, you know. Inner Sight. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, a Little Tommy, and Ali Campbell, and all the beautiful children. Those are some we memorialize who have passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you of that. And we thank you for it. Let's see. You need dog food, cat food? Hey, call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food. And you don't have to give them a big song and a dance. Just tell them you need the food. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's
good. These are the kind of people that these agencies should be like.
That's true.
All these people that are part of Inner Sight are setting an example for how these agencies should be changing their attitudes and their ways.
Definitely.
You know, to change this system that oppresses people. All right. Inner Sight. And I got the Able News lined up somewhere over there.
Yeah, give me a second. I wasn't quite ready.
Let's see if we can get a word from Able.
I'm waiting for this studio to come up. I hate when it's slow.
Don't forget tomorrow night's show. Commission for the Blind doesn't protect you when you're denied a guide dog.
That's the truth. When they contribute to, you know, with
that'll
the
be
with
tomorrow,
their,
sure.
Orientation, mobility training, that has to be done and signed off by the Commission for the Blind. So I don't know how they're not taking that as something that is part of the training when they.
Well, that's another reason why there should be a law.
There should be, yes.
If the state is involved.
That's right.
You know, how can there not be a law?
That's true. Also, the accessible pedestrian signals should all be up, every single one of them, every corner. I'm sorry, I've had it with that.
Yeah, well, there's
like
no
writing.
Enforcement.
True.
There's no enforcement on that. That's
there should be
up.
Enforcement.
Anyway, how are we doing? You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. I'm ready for you. Here it goes.
Able News, here
Able
we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And I got to give them a call and hope that they'll continue their support of Inner Sight.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Silo, 631 880-7929. Any questions on advocacy or Social Security or legislation, meetings, you know, they got all that stuff.
Yeah, they got
and you can check with their website, too. Was it silo.org, I think?
No, but it's a totally different website than what you're thinking. It does say silo in it, and it does say org, but there's something
what
else.
Is it? I can't hear you. Speak
hold
up.
Hold on. Silo has a different website than what you think of. It's a weird one. Hold on.
Well, silo.org is a website.
No,
it's
not that.
I don't know.
No, it's not that.
What
did
they do, change it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the right website. In the meantime, the phone number, 631-880-7929. Now, that's the right phone number.
Right. Okay, silo.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization. So if you can't find the website, call the number.
Yeah, they'll give it to you. I'll have it in a second. I think it's that.
All right. Inner Sight Nursing Home Show. Nursing homes kill people.
Yes, they do.
You're not going to stop me from saying that on my show. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Hell
it's
no.
Siloinc.org. Told you there's something else there. Silo, I-N-T, Incorporated, .org.
Siloinc.org?
Correct.
That doesn't sound right.
That's correct. I have the Silo Independent
right,
Living
so
logo.
Innersight.info sounds better, but...
That's you, not them.
Siloinc.org is the Silo website. Yes. All right. You wanna check the phones? Anybody on the line?
Yeah, they've been steady. I've been looking at them. Steady.
Who we got?
Okay.
Nobody?
I think that actually Maureen wanted to say something else. She came back in queue. We also have Anthony, but he's not in queue yet, and
all
he's
right.
just listening.
Let me get
the
phone number 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Anybody who has anyone in a nursing home or if you have to put your loved one in a nursing home.
That was hard.
We will do whatever we can to support you and help you. And
For me, it was either that or jail. It's either that or jail. Oh, what a nice choice, you know. That's what happened with me with the... It's just
jail, you probably have more rights.
Yeah, I was thinking that now. what a headache.
And we do have a tentative date for a demonstration.
Yes.
September 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Location 11. To be announced. To
11 o'clock start, right?
Call 11 or 2, yeah. To call attention to the fact that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. So that would be the idea, and of course we would explain the petition is self-explanatory. Once we got to get it up there, it's pending, but that would explain how it could be done. You know, it calls for enormous changes in the system, the way things are done.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to have to realize that. You got to change the way these things are done to make a big difference. So note down that date. We're going to try to get support at the site of the date,
mm-hmm.
and we also need people online
yes.
to give us support.
I don't mind. You know? I'll open up the Zoom call. I have the Zoom press for Inner Sight, and we'll get everybody calling in who feels that they can't really show up.
And we're
going
to need...
there.
Skype.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to have some
too?
Skype.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe at the scene.
We only could do one at a time,
you know.
I think, at Skype. I'm not sure. I have to look into that.
Yeah. We'll get
yeah.
some testimonial from Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
People
one at a time.
World.
It'd be too confusing going more than one unless we have a group, and that would be best done with Zoom. Zoom is better than Skype for groups, I think, but I could always call Skype
we'll have
and
to,
find
we'll
out.
We'll find out about that. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we can, hopefully we'll get somebody to donate their time who can set all this up.
I hope so, because it's hard on
best.
My eyes. I know how to get like one or two
well,
people.
We'll see what happens.
Nothing like the group.
In the meantime, Change took down our petition.
Yep.
You know, they were, someone was offended by us saying that nursing homes kill people. Well,
that's correct.
They do.
They
certainly
do?
Contribute to that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we changed
the
rule.
You know, I should
say put
nursing
it back
homes
up.
Contribute to killing people. That would be nice. I'm sorry.
To what?
I couldn't resist that. I said, so we can say they contribute as opposed to kill? sorry.
Wait a minute. I can't understand what you said. They contribute what?
I said we can say they contribute to killing, but we can't actually say that they kill people. That just does not make sense.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, it's a play on words, but.
Sure is. But
no,
they all come to mean the same thing.
No, remember, these people are afraid of a lawsuit. You got to remember
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what this whole thing is about.
Yep.
You know, I mean, who knows? Maybe people call them and threaten to sue them if they continue to allow this, you know. So we worded it a little differently.
Yes, we did, and we're going to put it
we
up.
We have the solution up there, how it can be done.
Oh, yeah. How it's going to turn out. We need a picture.
And we'll see.
Should we still go with the picture of my mom or a different one
what happened
this time? You want more of a collage picture of a couple people? I think that's better. What do you think?
Yeah, whatever you got. Put whatever picture
you got.
Yeah, I
got old pictures.
There.
I figure I'll put them up there. They won't know, you know, who was killed in that picture. I'm going to,
whatever
you know, write
you
something.
Put up
I don't
there,
know. Just
I
to figure I'd put a collage and say, can you guess
yeah.
who died in a nursing home? The only thing I can think of right about now. I mean, would that be a more PC way of doing it? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what
maybe
these people
should, yeah.
are looking for and not looking for.
You have to give them a call then. A lot of calls. I'll put order to them.
Give them the benefit of a call.
Yep.
You know, because we can use that later.
Yeah, I know.
If we have to.
Yep.
They can't say we didn't call them.
That's true.
And check in with them.
Take the person's name down and record it because I have a problem with writing it fast. So
call
them,
when you call them, read it to them.
Yeah, well.
Let them hear it.
Yeah, well,
you know.
I haven't done that, but I will do that.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a help center
you know.
On blog, but that doesn't help, you know, change.org. I don't see a help center on, you can't even type and leave anything except for a contact us. So I'm going to try it and see what I can get, you know.
Yeah. All right. In a site. 848 New York, and Friday night is the funnies. Don't forget, we'll have some fun over here Friday. Let me remind people: television tonight reruns on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, and Altice, that's Long Island, tomorrow night 7:30. So there you have. The reruns. We're going to have a lot of topics and new shows when we get back in the studio. A lot of stuff to do. All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm thinking of all the people, and I don't know, I must know at least half a dozen, all the people who tried to keep their loved ones out of a nursing home and couldn't do it financially.
Right.
You know.
True.
And the agencies, why didn't they step in and help?
Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe they couldn't use the money directly that the state provide, because the state probably wouldn't have sanctioned, you know, honored and let them use that money. But why didn't they create a fund and try to help the people? You know, and again, if you can't do it directly, donate it to Inner Sight. We'll do it. So all the people who you know, I wonder, and again, you can't get statistics on this.
I know.
You know, how many people are struggling to keep a loved one or a friend out of a nursing home in this country?
A lot.
It's got to be in the thousands, maybe a million.
A lot. No,
I'm
not
talking about the whole country.
Oh, the whole country, yeah, it's probably millions.
Yeah.
Because they have family, of course. They can't afford it after a while.
Yeah.
Who can afford
family,
the amount
friends.
Of $196 billion that they, even if you divided it by, say, I think they said something about a million people are in nursing homes, something like that. Wasn't that figure that I read to you? Was it a million?
1.4 million, I think.
That's right. There you go. And then now almost 1.5, I should say, if we round it up. 1.5 million people, and you have how much it costs. That's $196 billion to keep 1.4 million people alive.
That's what was spent on these nursing homes.
Yep.
You know, and you know, that's people in there, but I'm talking about the people who the good people who are trying to keep their friends and loved ones out of a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, where do they go for help?
That's right.
Who helps them? You know,
that's
they can't
right.
go to those programs and you know, unless they meet the criteria.
Yeah.
You know. My friends in Pennsylvania, Ed and Stephanie, try to keep her father out of the nursing home. Come to find out, he didn't meet the criteria.
That's it.
You know. Now, what the hell does that mean? You know what that means? Meet the criteria?
Yeah.
That means, oh, we got to take your money. That's what that means to me.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Why not add to that money and have a fund, you know, and let an agency fundraise and make money on keeping the person out of the nursing home? Isn't that a better way to do it?
Yeah, very much so.
You see? They don't do that. All that criteria crap is, we're gonna get you. We're watching over you. We're sending a nurse there, whatever. We're gonna wait until you fall into that criteria so we can get the adult protective services and put your ass in there. That's
well,
what
the
that
adult
is.
Protective
it's
services,
like a game.
It is a game.
It's like a game.
Yeah.
That they're
yeah.
playing with people's lives.
It's true.
You know,
and then who's
going to
I feel this way. Somebody's talking about, who's going to get the house that we, you know, take away from this person this time. That's how I feel. You know?
Yeah.
I heard somebody need a home, blah, 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 you know. I could hear that in the back of my head.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell me that these people, the supervisors in these nursing homes,
mm-hmm.
don't get together in these meetings and say, and look at the resources of people.
That's
and
right.
Say, dwell on this one, dwell on that one. This look at the house this one has. You can't tell me that they don't tell these people, give priority to so and so and such and such a person because they have more resources. You don't know what the hell goes on in those meetings behind closed doors.
Right.
You know what's going to happen?
I'm
going to make a prediction right now on Inner Sight for the world. Somebody's going to come forward in the not too distant future and bear that out, what I just said.
Yeah.
You wait. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I feel it.
Sure.
I feel
because that's what's going on in
these
places.
Yeah.
And it's all legal.
That's right.
See? They get away with it. It's all legal.
Yeah.
You know? And you have to, you know, you have to wonder why certain people get fired, you know?
Yeah.
Because maybe they know too much.
Yep. They see it. They see what they're going after, and then nothing happens, and they say something about it, maybe, and then, boom, they get fired.
Yeah.
That's how I feel it happens. Well, we haven't gotten hired within a site, right? Right, Frank? So we can't really be fired, technically.
Nah, they can't get rid of Inner Sight. It's inside of people.
Yeah? No,
anyway. We are determined, and once again, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their generous donation. I want to thank Olga Murray and all the other people who believe in what we're doing.
I'm so happy with that.
You know, we're determined, and today that determination was enforced.
Yes, it
more.
Was. Yeah.
You know, by people coming forward and not only talking but putting up the money where their mouth is.
That's true too.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left.
Yes, we do.
So watch for, you're going to get a signal.
Yeah, I know.
And in a sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the guide dog thing.
Definitely.
And how the commissions for the blind are not doing their job. In the mind of inner sight, at least.
That's true.
And probably many more people, too. All right.
Me?
So, go ahead. It's your show.
Yeah,
I think I took over your show, and I feel bad about it.
Don't worry. You're still
sorry
with us, no matter what. Don't feel sorry about it. Because you were very spunky about what's happening, so that's okay.
Well, I got a good
you're
reason
really
to be.
About it like
I don't
want to
wind up in no damn nursing home either.
Neither do I.
Hell no.
I know.
So there's my motive.
Right, so there is a motive, yeah. Take everybody's money. That's about it. What it boils down to. Okay, we got a 60-second warning. So I'm going to...
All right, thank you.
End this up.
Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Go ahead.
Okay. Inner Sight, baby. Goodbye, world. And we'd like to just say thank you for listening as well as being here for us. Okay. And I believe it's a little bit more, but I'm not sure. I got to look at the other page. But just to let you know, thank you all for listening and building up our listens, I should say. So you're helping us. It's very close to 15. Let's see, I got to get Frank on the seat went off a little fast. $115K. We only have six more. Hopefully with this, we'll have it. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everyone.